Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you good news from around the globe. The father of the groom was too sick to travel to the planned wedding of his son in California, so the nursing staff at the hospital decided to throw a wedding party in his room and arrange for a Skype web link to view the entire ceremony. From the guest book to the cake and the sparkling apple cider, the nurses didn't miss any details. They even managed to find Pat a tuxedo t-shirt for the occasion. Nobody asked, said the Minnesota man through tears. They just did it. A small round lithium-ion battery has been hacked to charge itself when it is flexed or compressed, a breakthrough that could lead to a class of small portable electronics that stay charged without ever being plugged in. Such an advancement could decrease trash in landfills as the need for chargers are eliminated. To prove the concept, researchers at Georgia Tech stuck one of their coin-sized batteries on the bottom of a shoe. They found that walking could generate enough energy to charge the battery. Next for the team is scaling up the technology so they can charge batteries with high enough voltages to be useful for portable gadgets. The California company Jamba Juice sells smoothies that are healthy and natural, but relies on an unnatural, unhealthy substance, styrofoam, for serving their drinks. 10-year-old Mia Hansen learned that styrofoam does not break down in our landfills and is harmful to the environment and animals, so she started a Change.org petition to get the nationwide chain to stop using it. Mia's petition collected more than 130,000 signatures, and the pressure worked. Mia and her mom secured a public commitment from Jamba Juice to completely stop using styrofoam cups and switch to an environmental alternative by the end of 2013. The company already uses an alternative to foam in some cities like Seattle, where it is banned. According to Mia's petition, if they do that there, they can do it everywhere. After her recent victory, the fifth grader wrote, "It made me feel like anyone of any age in any country can really make a difference in the world." And our top story for today, a Radford University student has a newly restored car and added security system thanks to Virginia businesses that took a firm stand against bullying. The young man's car was vandalized four times this year, its tires slashed, windows broken, and worst of all, gay slurs carved into the side of the vehicle. A manager at Quality Auto Paint and Body in Roanoke, Richard Hennigar Jr., heard what had happened and rallied local businesses to help finance the repairs and additions. In all, his shop worked for 100 hours on the car for free, even adding new additions like tinted windows, a powerful stereo, and security system. Other businesses pitched in to help, all wearing anti-bully shirts at the car's unveiling Monday. "It looks great," says Addison. "It hasn't looked that great the entire time I've had it." That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.